What was Larry's first when he came here? What was his first experience here?
Oh my God, Larry in Baba's room.
Did he tell you about it?
He told you his story.
I've heard a lot of stories.
About how he was a charismatic Catholic priest.
Oh yeah.
But what happened?
Minister in Pentecostal. Ordained Pentecostal minister.
No, but when he came here first, what happened? Did he tell you that?
He may have. I don't remember. He told me a lot of stories.
Tell me what happened.
The whole story?
Mm.
Let's see if I remember. Well, he came here with a friend, and he had had this very strong Catholic background. He became more and more involved in becoming a priest in the charismatic order, because since the time he was a child, he had always had this great love for Jesus.
He used to sit in churches when he was just a small boy. He never wanted to be anywhere else.
Yeah, his prayer study
was crazy.
And it wasn't the church. It was like he really felt that Jesus talked to him. So he carried this, and then when he became older, he tried various things in life, but nothing seemed to appease him. So finally he joined this order of charismatic Catholic priests. And the more and more he got involved in it, trying to bring people to Jesus. But as he got deeper into his desire to bring people to Jesus, he also saw the other side, which, of course, was the side involved with the world, with the church, with the money, with the crassness of human values. And through a friend of his, he found out about Meher Baba. And he at first thought that Baba was like a, you know, false prophet, false Christ. But his friend was coming here, and he had a ticket to come here. And he said, look, you know, you could also come. Why don't you come? So he said, I don't know. It doesn't seem right. But eventually he does end up coming here. And it so happens it's around the time of Baba's birthday. And there's a whole crowd here. And he sees people, you know, there's all the festivities, people bowing down to Baba's chair. He's still a little bit, how can I give obeisance? How do I know that he's the same one as Jesus? And so he goes around to Baba's room. And in Baba's room, he has this experience where he's looking around. And, you know, there's a picture of Jesus saving Peter. And he looks at this picture of Jesus saving Peter. And suddenly the whole thing is transformed. And he feels Baba coming to him and telling him that I am Jesus. That I'm that same one. And he looks at it. I believe he saw first Jesus and then he sees Baba. And then he sees them coming together. And from that moment, he was totally Baba's. I mean, that's a very short version of the story.
That particular picture in Baba's room is the very same print that he had as a child. In his room.
Yeah.
Really? Did he also? Because another woman, that other woman from Canada also had that same experience with that picture. Yeah, of Jesus saving Peter.
And before that experience, he had severe trauma, anxiety, and fearfulness when he was first at Narabat.
That's right, he wouldn't even go into the samadhi, he would stand outside. Yeah.
And that finally when he went up the hill, he had no intention of being at Narabat. He'd come with his friend to India to go to Taj Mahal to see the sights. And
Jaipur.
Yes, if you have to go to your place, I'll go also. I'll stay someplace. You see your friends. You do what you want. When he arrived at the pilgrim center, it was like this. They're not going to get me. And days went by. He wouldn't go up the hill. Finally, it was noticed by Heather and others that while he went up the hill and stayed the whole day sitting outside the samadhi and then came down, didn't say a thing. Next day, went up the hill again, stayed sitting up there, came down again. Then his friend came in and said, I think it was Heather, I'm awfully sorry, we have to leave. Larry just refuses to stay another night. We have to go. And Heather was saying, yeah, but it's Baba's birthday tomorrow, you know, your friend hasn't even been to Narazad. What is it all about? Can't you convince him to at least stay another night and see Narazad for one time? So somehow that was done. then, as you described, he came here with the festivities. I believe he said that he just wanted to get away from the crowd, and someone innocently said, "Oh, this is a quiet place. There's this room over here. It's very quiet."
That's right. Very innocent.
And that's where he had this feeling. First the feeling, and then saw the picture, and that made the reconciliation.
Then you also left out a detail, Tom, which is that one reason he got involved in the charismatic movement is that for the first time in years, he had that inner feeling of being with Jesus again. And it was so strong that that's why he got involved in the movement, because it was not in the church. He was studying to be a regular minister, but it was dry. And he happened to stumble across these people who were somewhat secretive, meetings in closed rooms, and he just walked into a room and he found them. What's going on? He found out about it. And he had an experience, basically, of meeting Jesus. My memory is outside of it was near a swimming pool for some reason. Anyway, he had this experience, and for the first year or so, he said, in the charismatic movement, it was filled with Jesus. And the reason he did this is because he felt so much of Jesus' love. And it was only with time it started to fade. And the reason it started to fade, he felt, was that the ministers started to get jealous of each other. Well, I have so many people coming when I preach. And they started to think about it, and how much money they were going to raise to make a church and do this and that. He said the focus shifted and that feeling was gone. So after a while, he became totally disenchanted because that feeling was no longer there. But when he came to Samadhi, he started to have that feeling, and it terrified him. Because that feeling he'd always associated with Jesus. But now here is a strange, strong feeling, but from some false, Swami something. It's like devil. It really scared him that this is the devil trying to get me, because he couldn't see that this was Jesus again. And his only explanation is that this is the Antichrist is accepting. So that's why I say it, because it was so strong, the feeling, whenever he got near the Samadhi. Yeah. So one day he thought to himself, what is this? I've come halfway around the world, to fall in the clutches of something? Yeah. And he couldn't take the Samadhi, so he went to the library. And he took out a book at random, and he opened it up, and there was a message. A little passage, and Baba says, I have brought you halfway around the world so you may know who I really am. And he closed the book. I'm not really sure I'm ready for this. That may have been what made him decide to stay that extra day. And then he came here and went into Baba's room. And then thereafter, he continued to feel it, but he no longer fought against it and accepted it is Jesus again. That feeling of, that's why it's so strong.
It was something else, I think, also.
But Madeline must have heard something more.
No, I don't. We never really sat and talked about stories like this.
Oh,
he never told you this
I think he told me the story about Baba's room.
Yeah.
But he never. No, he doesn't talk about it much. I mean, because I would keep asking him, and he would just kind of not want to talk about it. He would give me books. But he'd read these books.
Yeah. What is it, Tom?
I think he said that. When he first came up to the Samadhi that first day, as Steve described, he suddenly felt that same feeling that he had as a youngster and in the early charismatic days. He felt Christ's presence. And that night he went down and he had to think about this now. Where was this from? I was up near this strange tomb, this master, but I felt Christ. I felt that intimate feeling. And he concluded that Christ must have been coming to protect him from this Antichrist. And then he felt he so hungered for that feeling. And he thought, I shouldn't do this. I'm tempting Christ in this way. I'm putting myself in this dangerous position in order to evoke Christ's presence. But he so hungered for the feeling that he had to do it again. And he went up the next day, that same. But it was still unresolved.
See how the pranks of the mind, see how the mind works.